God made the world and all its wonders for man to explore. And there are countless wonders just outside your front door. Now join natural world photographer and journalist Roger W. Downs as he shares the stories of the people, places, music, and cuisines he has discovered as we explore with RWD.
Hey, welcome on in to episode 17. And in this episode, we're going to dive into some of the cuisines that are here in Western North Carolina, specifically bread. And I know a lot of you love bread. But I'm not talking about the bread that you typically get at your grocery store that's shipped in from some big factory in some state far away. I'm talking about artisan breads that are available at your local grocery store, like Ingles Markets, for instance, here in Western North Carolina, or even into the upstate of South Carolina. As a matter of fact, Ingles is pretty much everywhere in the Southeast. But you can pick up Annie's Breads. And we're going to chat with founder Joe Rotota about his story of taking it from a very humble beginning all the way to where it is now, employing over 30 people and pumping out over 10,000 loaves a day. But it's all about the quality of the bread. And man, if you haven't had Annie's Bakery, oh, it is delicious. I have it in my kitchen myself. I pick it up. I make great tomato sandwiches on that Jewish rye they sell. Oh, it is so good. But let's get to the story about Joe Rotota, his wife Annie, and their bakery. But before we do, I want to thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to conduct this podcast and share the stories about the people and places that I discover as I wander about being a photographer. As a matter of fact, I was able to go talk to Joe after being contracted by Ingles Markets to go shoot some photos of Joe for a project they had. And we just hit it off. And he's such a warm and caring, compassionate guy. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity to have met him and to be able to bring you his story. And please, while we're at it, let's make sure we say a prayer for all the folks still out there suffering with COVID-19 around the world. Please, Lord, please put an end to this pandemic. I know we've been sinful, but please allow us to come to you and repent for our sins. And please, I beg you to end this pandemic and allow us to move on. Through Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Explore with RWD. We'll be right back after this.
Natural World Photographer Benjamin Wall.
When I was in Alaska at one stage taking photographs of the grizzly bears on the Alaskan Peninsula, there was a bear that came out of the weeds, these really high grass actually, just beside of me, and he was roaring and running right at me.
Be inspired by this story and others from Benjamin Walls in Episode 7 of Explore with RWD.
Food has been the cornerstone of every culture since the first meal was served over a hot fire. Join RWD as we explore the mastery of culinary arts.
As promised, we have Joe Rotota on the phone with us. And from time to time, we like to highlight local business owners, especially the ones that are those huge success stories that started from, well, nothing. And that is exactly the story of Annie's Bakery. Now, if you ever bought any of their bread in, let's say, Ingles or any other supermarket throughout Western North Carolina, you know how good it is. And Joe, first off, thank you for making your bread. And second, thanks for joining the program.
Well, hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So I have to ask, Joe, because there's such a cool story with you behind this. What was it that inspired you to start baking bread? Because I understand where some people go to college, they say they want to be, let's say, a financial guru, and they become a stockbroker, or they want to become an astronaut, or maybe a radio DJ like I was at one point in time in my life, or even a photographer. What takes you down the path of, I'm going to make bread, and I'm going to make the best bread I possibly can?
Well, thank you for asking that. Yeah, it's been a lifelong thing for me. As you probably know, I grew up in the bakery business and come from a four generations of Italian bakers in my family, three on my dad's side and four generations on my mom's side. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I, you know, grew up, my mother used to say, he was born on a flour sack. but yeah, it's just been a wonderful thing to be able to carry that on continually with making old world style breads like my grandparents and my great grandparents. My parents were actually retail bakers, multi-location retail bakers. And so their craft was, you know, essentially bread too. They were raised in it, but they were in more on the pastry and cakes, and they did bread as well. But for the most part, that's what inspired me was to be able to bring the breads of a very simplistic form with healthy ingredients through time and through temperature control to create the flavors and the flavor profile and the crust and crumb that is normally associated with, you know, hearth oven type breads and breads that are made in a process that take time versus industrial breads that are, you know, produced through that require throughput, you know, time and speed in order to produce bread in large volumes. We do produce, you know, over 1 million pounds a year. But it's quite amazing. We are able to do it in our 22,000 square foot facility robustly, and with taking our time with our product and cultures and developing our starters and developing the flavor profile. And you know, our batches are for almost intent purposes on an industrial level, they're 450 pounds. That's small compared to large bakeries that do thousands of pounds at every interval. So, mm-hmm. you know, we essentially do craft our product in small batch production because it gives us the ability to take the care and put in the care of what we, you know, what Annie's is known of.
Well, what was the inspiration then? I understand that you grew up in it, but for instance, my mother raised quarter horses and taught kids how to ride. I don't own a horse, Joe. So what was it that inspired you to say, this is what I'm going to do? Was there a moment where you thought, man, I want to get back to how it was with my family. I want to carry on a family tradition. Or was it just something you thought, you know what, I'm going to do it my way. And I mean, what was that moment for you?
Yeah, it really happened at a fairly young age. I was in my early 20s, had just really loved bread. And it's always been, bread has always been something that's been a part of me, not only, of course, in my lineage, but it's just been something that I've always felt loved to do and to produce and to touch as many people as I can with the bread that inspires me so much.
So you started off with pretty humble beginnings, if I remember correctly. Can you share a little bit about those details?
You know, I've always had the bug, so I got bitten by the bug and was always baking at home. Even on my real job and my day job, I was always baking. Mm-hmm. And I just really felt like, you know, I just was what I want to do and I want to continue doing it. And then I'm, you know, the success will come. I mean, I always felt like, you know, I just needed to do what really I enjoyed doing and love doing, which is baking bread and making a bread in the old world style fashion that has now, you know, sort of created has been recognized as artisan breads. They've always been around and they've always been artisan breads. They've always been the simpler and the simpler breads and the simpler formulas have always been around. So it's just something that I felt like I wanted for it to continue. And so that was sort of the big reason why I just wanted to be back in baking again. And, you know, fast forward 25 years with our success with Annie's, you know, I continue to carry on my most favorite thing to do as well as my family lineage.
Now, you didn't start out baking your breads in your parents' bakery. You started out mainly out of the oven in your home. Isn't that right?
Exactly. Just started baking more for friends and for tailgate markets and for a couple of really high-end grocery stores and co-ops. And I was basically just peddling my breads out of my pickup truck. You know, started from just a very grassroots level, you know, just like from my garage, essentially. You know, I kept bringing the people towards me. I sort of gravitating towards other people and markets, and then it just one thing led to another, and I was suddenly running out of space and running out of the ability to make more, and people were calling me regularly to they wanted my bread, they can't get bread like this, and you know, they miss seeing this bread where they're from, whether it's California or New York or France or Germany or Italy. And so that really has just was kind of been the fuel for me to continue doing what I love doing. And the passion that I had with it was sort of they kept feeding that for me to give to be able to continue to take it to other levels.
So were there a lot of challenges in the beginning when you were baking bread out of your garage? I'm assuming that you were still working your day job and then baking bread at night. I mean, did you ever find yourself like, I'm falling asleep here in my garage trying to get this order out?
I did, actually. I actually did fall. I would set a timer for each oven interval as I was baking, as it was really starting to take off. And I would take these Thomas Edison naps, literally, like in between in between bake intervals. And Yeah, I was working some pretty heavy hours, but I was really enjoying it. I was just like really, I was in my bliss. The challenges that been approaching were, you know, as usual, oven capacity, mixing capacity, labor, space. So all those things kept sort of just ringing. You know, I was like, you know, is this where I'm going to be? Is this as far as I'm going to go with this? Or, you know, and I got my answers. It's like, no, you know, there's still more people I need to reach out to and touch, and they continue reaching out for me.
Well, when people give you a kudos or a pat on the back, it's kind of hard to be like, no, I'm done doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you're done loving doing.
Right. So did at that point, were you married? Cause I know Annie's Bakery is named after your wife, Annie. And, did she ever say to you at any point in time, you know what? Can we quit with the bread? I mean, are we done yet? Or has she always been supportive?
99%. Yeah. I mean, I think I was almost done a couple of times, just being exhausted and not really knowing.
And now you employ, I think you told me 35 employees, I think it was, or 32?
35 employees.
Wow. So you've really grown. So what was the next step to get out of the garage then?
Our very next step was, came sort of very organic. One day I was going through, we had our garage in our home that I actually built an addition built to accommodate the growth. One day I was just driving through town and I noticed the building was available. And so I reached out to my wife, who was out on a walk with her girlfriend. And I said, hey, just driving by. When you get done, I want to take a ride and take a look at this building. We went and looked at the building, got an appointment, met with the property owner, and in a very short time, we sealed the deal. And I just knew that it was all falling in place. I didn't really have to push it. It was just kind of, everything was just coming together organically. And I knew that, you know, that this was my path that I need to continue going, you know, no more doubts. It's like, okay, dude, they want your bread and they want other things too, because Annie's a chef, a chef and a cook who comes. She comes from an incredible family of chefs and cooks. Mm-hmm. So we took the bakery and we moved it to downtown in Jackson County in Silva. And for about 10 months, we ran it as a wholesale bakery and a little bit of retail bakery, and then we slowly introduced a lot of Annie's crafts, which is, you know, her sandwiches, her plates, her salads, and so forth. And I got into more of what my parents were doing for many years, which was cakes and pastries and cookies and whatnot. So we were like a full service bakery for 9 years.
Oh, wow.
And then the wholesale bakery was just kind of like always the backbone, you know, where we originally started doing, which was just bread before we moved into doing so many other things. The bakery was always being driven by the wholesale business, and the wholesale business is what was really growing. So then in 2010, we started looking for, we knew that we had to come to Asheville because our business was mostly in Asheville, and in that area. So we were at that point in time, we were running trucks back and forth, 5 days a week, just to support our customers in Buncombe County and in the greater Asheville area. We looked around and we found the space that we needed, and that's where we are now. And we built that out in 2010. It was a huge undertaking. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I felt like I was being led along. Everything was just going real smooth with getting the lease and the build out and inspections and the designing and the engineering and the architect and so forth. And just, and here we are today.
Well, that's quite the success story. I mean, to go from your garage, and you wisely named the company after your wife. and then to go to Silva in a smaller location, I'm sure. And then to expand out into Asheville. I mean, it really is kind of a leap and a bound. I do kind of wonder, though, if I'd been one of your neighbors, I think I'd have been disappointed if that beautiful aroma of freshly baked bread just suddenly disappeared.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, Joe, that's a value that I add onto my home when I'm going to sell it. You can't leave.
Exactly. I've actually had people say, I can't believe you're going.
No wonder off now. Explore with RWD will be right back after this.
Hey, it's RWD here again. And when I'm out exploring new areas, I always take my camera along with me because I'm also a nature and wildlife photographer. And you can see some of that imagery at explorewithrwd.com. But more importantly, I want you to experience it the best I can provide it to you. And that's why I usually grab video of waterfalls, forests, and any place that can help you just reconnect with nature through either your cell phone, your laptop, your tablet, or even your computer. You can find my YouTube channel at explorewithrwd.com.
Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
Hey, I just want to take a second and thank you again for listening with the Explore with RWD podcast. I'm your host, Roger W. Downs. And our guest on the phone today is Joe Rotota, and he owns Annie's Bakery. Now, Joe, I always like to ask successful entrepreneurs, what advice do you have for someone who's just getting started in the business world?
Surround yourself with as many people that have as much knowledge about what you're doing and about the timing of what you want to do. And then absolutely have a business plan that has, contingencies and backup plans that you can be able to really function on, not just putting something on paper that looks attractive, but have something that really, is a pathway, is a map of being able to follow by. Now, you can always change and alter a business plan, but you really have to have that vision, and that, and everyone has to understand what that is working with you has to understand what that vision is.
Right. And I know with my business, I have a business plan. Mine's pretty simple. I just like to eat. But, but you're right. If you want to be successful, you have to plan for success, or you're going to ultimately end up failing, because you need to know what the next steps are and what direction you need to go. Because in life, it's so easy to get distracted with other things than focusing on the prize, if you will.
That is absolutely correct. You definitely, sometimes a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs, even though we are visionaries and we see what we want and we know that we can create, we have the tendencies to kind of can't see the forest or the trees when you're inside. So you have to, like I said earlier, just surround yourself with people that are there to that really understand, and you continue to convey the vision and them being part of that to contribute to the whole of the success of what you're ultimately trying to create. There's no one man show. I mean, it's everybody's got to be involved, and everybody deserves credibility, and there's people with incredible talent and hard work and the ability to create and to do the right thing that is what you're doing, you know, essentially, you know, the vision and carrying the vision and so forth. So, yeah.
So are your parents pretty proud of you? And I apologize if they're no longer with us, but are they, or were they proud of you knowing that you became a baker?
Very much so. My dad till this day he's just says to me, you know, wow, you really have done an amazing job. I never thought that you could grow a bakery this big, or we ever have a bakery rather this big in our family. So, mom as well. Mom has passed, unfortunately. She was an amazing baker too. Just extraordinary. Was kind of like me, raised up in the bakery business. Her parents were hearthbred Italian bakers in the Northeast, and they had a brick oven from the 18th century, and her grandparents right up the street, my fourth generation, had an Italian bakery, Bonaducci Bakery, for years and years. There's a lot of pride there with my parents, with the growth of the success of our bakery.
Does your dad ever go to one of his brothers or sisters and say, look at your son, what has he done? Now look at my boy, Joe.
I don't know that he's quite done that, but I do know that I hear ramblings that he does brag about me, but hey, that's fine. He can definitely earn the bragging rights. He's been a huge support for many, many years. He's taught me so many things in the business, not only just on the practical end, but on, you know, on the sensible end of experience, the wisdom that, you know, one can bring only from experience, not just from knowing.
Well, that's got to be a great feeling too, to have your dad be super proud of you. And, you know, I always joked with people that I should write a book and I should call it My Father's Greatest Disappointment, because no matter what I did, and I love my dad, but he was kind of hard-nosed, but I would do something. He'd be like, yeah, you're a disappointment. And it was just him being sarcastic with his humor. And I knew that, but to have your father bragging you up, and my dad did too, but I never heard it from him. Right.
Well, you know, you and I were raised on that same string, because I'd never really heard of him until late, like in the last 6 or 7 years. He's, you know, you hear, wow, you're fantastic. You're doing, don't bite off more than you can chew.
Right.
You know, you're doing a great job. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't look back. Just, you know, remember where you started. Remember where we started. Don't forget that. Hold that vision. You know, the coaching along the way has been extraordinary.
And that's awesome. I'm super glad to hear that. So let's get to know Joe a little bit, because we know you're a baker. We know your breads, Annie's Bakery breads, which are available at Ingles Markets and other markets throughout the area of Western North Carolina. And I believe you also get into East Tennessee and the Upstate, correct?
Yes, we do. Actually, we reach, we're at several of the markets like Whole Foods and Ingles and Harris Teeter. We're also in food service distribution nationally,
mm-hmm.
Where we sell to many restaurants and hospitality through distributors. Basically, our breads are cataloged into their systems, so they're able to sell our breads in that fashion.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. So what do you do when you're not baking, Joe? Or are you always baking?
No, actually, you know, I don't bake as much as I used to. The funny thing is, this weekend I was actually working on a sourdough that I have been wanting to create, and I've been just, you know, working with the timing and the temperature and the ratios. I'm always wanting to create, so I'm doing more creating than just grinding or doing the grind rather. Baking every day, mm-hmm. not like I used to, but I'm mainly running the company. We have a extraordinary management team, general manager and financial controller. We have department supervisors and managers. We have admin that really give me all the support that allow me to at least remain creative and create products that you know, we see that are trending. And so I'm managing the sales as well, along with our brokers. I'm looking to hire another broker that is going to take us nationally even further and more in grocery. So we'll be able to touch many, many more lives with our wonderful products.
That's awesome. And I hope one day down the road, we can look back and say, remember when you were this small, just in Asheville? I mean, that'd be awesome. I mean, you should always have, and being an entrepreneur myself, I always look at what's the next step. Where else can I take it? Not so much because you want to be this super uber rich guy. I mean, that's nice. But if you're an entrepreneur, you have that spirit that you're like, what's the next goal that I can accomplish? And that's typically, of course, measured in monetary gain.
Yes. In some cases, in most cases, it usually is, because it is tied all together with that. I'm always looking for lately, because I just feel like I'm at a point now where I'm, you know, beginning to see the, you know, the 3 to 5 year growth in my business. Now I'm in search of like the sweet spot. Where's going to be the real sweet spot where, you know, if I do this much extra, is it going to hinder the quality of my life? Or is it going to do that and maybe increase a little bit more wealth and sustainability? And is it going to cause a effect to our product? I feel like in the next 3 years to maybe 5 years, that's really, I think we'll probably triple our business by then. I think we'll be tripling our business. And as those folds come about, I'm making myself aware at every instant of like, okay, maybe this is just where I need to be. And this is where the company is going to perform its best. And provide the quality of life for my employees and my wife and I, and my family, and be happy and be settled with that accomplishment.
Well, I think you're pretty well accomplished. I mean, you have 32 people working for you. You're cranking out, I think you told me, 10,000 loaves a day that go out your door.
Yes.
And that's a lot of bread. And I don't mean dough, but that is dough that comes in too. But I mean, that's a lot of bread that goes out the door. So again, I have to ask, because you're talking about creating a new sourdough. What does Joe do when you're not baking or being creative?
I like to cook.
All right. We've got it, Joe.
Workaholic.
You are always in the kitchen. That's just who you are. You love to cook and bake. And there's nothing wrong with that. I was just curious. Do we find you out in a stream with like a fly fishing rod, or are you out kayaking, hiking the hills? I mean, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I'm in the kitchen.
I'm actually in my wonderful, I have a wonderful place here right off the parkway. And I'm in my yard. I'm in the woods. I'm in the air, in the open air. I play with my dogs. My wife and I spend a lot of time together. You know, through COVID, it's kind of been hindered. We've been sort of very much homebodies, which we both are essentially homebodies. We love being home and love being with our friends. My dad was a very accomplished aviator. Learned to fly, and I love to fly. I have a few really some wonderful hobbies. I like music. I am into speaker building, sort of novice and maybe amateur speaker building. Mm-hmm. Love to listen to music. Love to listen to reference music, and love to garden and be in nature. I mean, that's a whole life for me.
Well, that sounds great. Building speakers is kind of a cool hobby, and I won't get into all of that because I think we'll lose people. Because you and I could go down that rabbit hole forever.
That's for sure.
Because I was in broadcasting, so I understand good solid audio. The fact that you get out and you're out with your wife and you're spending time flying and doing all these really cool things, I think is a testimony to not only how driven you are, because a lot of people are like, okay, I go to work for like 8 hours to 9 hours. And when you own a business, you really don't own a business. It owns you. And it's more of a lifestyle than a business, right? Because you're always thinking about it. But the fact that you're out actually enjoying life along with running a bakery, that says a lot about you, because like I said, a lot of people come home after 8 hours of work and they just plop down on the couch and they eat some chips and they watch TV and that's it. And I never could understand that. I'm like, I can't do that. It'll drive me bonkers. I got to be doing something.
Oh, no, totally. It would absolutely drive me crazy. I'd be a vegetable.
Yeah.
I like to play hard and I like to work hard.
Where can people find out more about Annie's Bakery? Is there a website? Is there a number they can call to order? If they have, let's say, a storefront, what's all the info?
Well, we don't have a storefront. We haven't had a storefront for 10 years, and we have people calling every day, where can I get your, can I come by your bakery and get bread? And we would love to do that, but we don't have a resale opportunity available at the factory. So you can definitely find us on Facebook, and you can definitely go to our website. It's anniesbakery.com, and it's currently under construction, which is about to have a huge revamp.
Mm-hmm.
And our business has been just trying to reach people, but we've been so busy baking bread, we're working on reaching more and more people. So it's the, you know, it's all about the marketing and all about you know, the presence. And so we're looking at developing a bigger presence on the retail level.
Well, that'd be great. I imagine you could probably ship some of your bread out to people too. I know some places do that now. You can order your groceries online or your bread or specific items.
We are looking into e-commerce website that will allow a select few of our top selling breads that will be available by mail order.
Wow.
So that's coming soon. That will be part of the construction. One of the category construction phases of our website. It'll be one of the parts of our website that will allow someone who cannot reach one of our retailers to be able to order our bread online.
Well, I'm going to have to certainly set you up with my sister then, because man, she loves artisan breads and she lives in Orlando. So I will put her in touch with your website once that's all in place. I guarantee she'll be a huge fan and probably a client of yours.
Oh, that's wonderful. Love to hear that.
She may buy more than Ingles. I'm just saying, she loves bread. Again, Joe, thank you so much for your time. And I love the advice you had for budding entrepreneurs. Your story is awesome. And man, we of course wish you continued success. I can't wait until we chat one day and I can say, remember back when you just had like that 22,000 square foot place? Oh, that was so small.
Yeah, right? Oh my goodness. Oh gosh. Yeah, it's thank you, Roger. I really appreciate for the opportunity to be chatting with you and to share our story. I look forward to our continued connection and sharing more and more about what's happening at Annie's and all the future plans that are in place for further growth.
Explore with RWD. We'll be right back after this.
When you think of the Pisgah National Forest, the last thing that probably comes to mind is astronomical discoveries. But that's exactly what happens deep inside the forest at the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute. Harry Education Director Melanie Krausen.
For instance, we've had, like through some of our summer camps, we were able to help students map out the Bubble Nebula, and they were able to get their paper published. So that was definitely very helpful information. They were like high school students, and they were able to get a paper published. So we've done a lot of projects like that.
Learn more about the discoveries that are made each and every day at the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute and how you can make your own discoveries in episode 16 of the Explore with RWD podcast. Or visit us online at explorewithrwd.com.
Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
Again, I want to thank Joe Rotota for his time today, the founder of Annie's Bakery here in Asheville, North Carolina. And I always like to highlight budding entrepreneurs or ones that have come before us, and especially ask them, what's your advice for someone who is just getting started in business? Because I think it's so important to have a mentor, especially when you're just taking those first couple steps, and it's really scary because you're thinking, am I going to make it? Am I going to fail? How is this all going to play out? Advice is priceless. So thank you to Joe for not only sharing his story, but sharing those tidbits of advice that he had for us. And I also want to thank you for listening in with the Explore with RWD podcast. I really do appreciate you listening so I can share my stories about the people and places I discover. Please feel free to find us online at explorewithrwd.com. And if there's a place or someone you think I need to go visit, please email Roger, R-O-G-E-R, at explorewithrwd.com. And finally, if no one else has told you this yet today, I love you, and I know the good Lord above loves you. He has promised you that, so make sure to count your blessings. I know we're living in really tough times right now, and there's a lot of anger and hate in the world, but your life truly is blessed. God is constantly working on miracles in your life. And no matter what you've done, remember that He will forgive you. All you need to do is ask and dedicate your life to Him, and He will separate your sin from you like the East is from the West. So until next time, peace, love, and coon dogs, y'all.
Thank you for listening. Visit us online at explorewithrwd.com to discover more about Roger, his photography, podcast, and adventures. Or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Explore with RWD. Remember, we didn't inherit the earth from our parents. We borrow it from our children. May God bless you and yours. Now get outside and go explore. Explore with RWD is produced by Downs Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.